So the universe has done its damnedest to make sure that we don't record this final fucking episode.
It really tried.
It really tried. It failed because we're here now.
What joke's on you, universe?
Yeah. Really? EA teamed up with the universe.
BioWare was in on it for sure.
For sure.
For certain.
Big Flu was in on it. Big Christmas was in on it.
Big Wintertime Illness Cocktail was definitely in on it. Big Smooch might have had something to do with it.
The rumors!
I just realized, not us.
Not us, no. Just Big Smooch, just TM.
Big Smooch. Oh, gotta be careful. Can't let the people think that we like each other.
No, we don't. This is a professional business relationship. It also wasn't us.
Fucking hate you.
So I just want to say.
Yeah.
We were planning to have this episode be like a big drinking episode where we get completely fucked and talk about Dragon Age.
I wanted to.
But. We are crazy ill.
Yeah. We're like getting out of the woods of illness, but the episode still needs to happen.
Today, I think, was arguably the worst of it. You were passed out all day. I woke up like I was like, I might kill myself.
But a couple of hours ago, you were like, I'm ready to go out.
Yeah, I got over it. But like this morning was the toughest.
Yeah.
This morning was hard.
Yeah. Yesterday was the worst for me.
Oh, yeah.
But then again, that's also because I had to do shit.
Today, you had to live a life.
Today I just, I have a system in place. It's when I'm ill, it's just you gotta sleep. You gotta sleep aggressively.
You just gotta push through it.
Yeah, just sleep as much as possible.
Well, but we have a glass of wine. And when I say, hey, listen. There's a little greater joy in the world than sharing something that someone you love loves.
Yeah.
Like, whether that be, like, it's as easy as, like, watching a movie or like, you know, or experiencing a story in some way that someone you love loves. And I am so genuinely, truly honored that we did this.
Yeah.
And a thing that you fucking love. And I had really not experienced that much at all.
Yeah.
Or had any real knowledge of. And now here we are, no longer up to date with the full franchise, but as up to date as the world was when we started it.
Yeah.
And definitely, and you are. We're not at the same level. We don't have the as I was saying upstairs that I think I have about 20% of the knowledge that you do of this
universe
and franchise. It's cool.
I'm
glad that I'm here.
And me too.
I've now fully done it.
Because.
Hi, my name is Robin. I have finished three of the four Dragon Age games.
And my name is Dylan. I've played those three games a million times. Welcome.
Cheers again.
To Dorkspawn.
To Dorkspawn.
Really wild because it started because I had given up on you ever playing the series, but I knew I wanted you to play Veilguard when it came out. So what I did one night was I showed you the Dragon Age Keep, where we like made a bunch of choices and showed you the thing. Yeah. And then at the end of that, you were like, fuck, actually, this seems cool.
I got kind of frustrated with it because I really wanted to experience. Because I knew I would like it. But the problem is that every time I started, I just stopped. It was just a thing where I was like, I don't know. It's not that I was bored. I just kind of stopped.
Yeah.
And I was like, I need something to keep me going.
Yeah.
And it was this, doing this every week.
Yeah.
Like,
yeah.
You have to play this amount of Dragon Age by next week. Is what and then we did it and we did it. This I will say, getting Trespasser is going to be an interesting conversation.
It is. Ooh, let's get into it about Trespasser.
So for people who aren't in our Discord, for people who are like, why the fuck is this episode 1 month late?
Yeah.
Let me tell you why. EA deleted all of my save data. As I was getting ready to play Trespasser, I got a I got a Steam Deck for Christmas, and I was so excited because I was going to play Trespasser in the sky on the flight from London to New York.
Oh, yeah.
And it was going to be awesome. But then when I booted it up, it was like, oh, hey, we couldn't find your cloud data. And I was like, that's fine, whatever. Close. And then I booted it, and it was like, new game. I was like, sure. And then I went on my laptop to, like, upload cloud data. And it was like, no, there's none. You said there wasn't any cloud data. I was like, no, you said there wasn't any cloud data. I said, that's fine, and just close the game. Like, don't use the cloud data. I went through my files. I found local data that was with Helwyn and all that, and it refused to register it. I was freaking the fuck out. I was searching and Googling, and people were like, yep, sometimes EA just decides to exclusively use cloud saves, and if it decides to register that cloud saves don't exist, it will not it just won't let you do it, and it will just take all of your data away, and you're just fucked. And I was like, cool beans. So I reached out to the Discord. I was freaking out. Callum and Raven reached out
good
to me
folks.
And was like, hey, do you want to use my Xbox save? I took Raven up on the offer because Raven had a soulless romance that I needed, but we couldn't get it to work. And then luckily my best friend in the whole wide world has 100,000 saves of this game, doesn't have a soulless romance,
fuck that guy,
but did have a save of an elf.
I had an elf, and I had a save file like 3 to 10 minutes into Trespasser.
It was like an hour and a half into Trespasser.
Was it really?
It was a long time into Trespasser.
Oh, I thought it was right. Oh, I guess, yeah.
No, you go, it. They went through the Illuvian the first time.
The first round, okay.
And then did all that, and also spoke to every single party member.
Okay.
So my understanding of, I'm going to be super honest, my understanding of what is happening and what happened to my people is going to be pretty fucked, because I am actually not sure of what
we'll get you there.
The
I have actually played a Soulless Mance to the end. So
true. Yes,
I have done it. It's not on any of the saves that I have access to currently, but I do.
But
I have done
I played
it.
This character, this elven lady.
Yeah.
Mage, who is a Sarah romance.
Yeah.
I play and I had a moment. I'm going to be honest. Going to be mean about it. I had the first ever time when I was like, oh, I understand why people like Sarah in this Trespasser playthrough, because I've never understood it before. I've never got...
Most people don't like her. That's the thing.
Yeah,
most people dislike her. I love her, but most people... She's pretty hated.
I don't hate her. I just don't get it.
Yeah.
But then again, I guess I don't get... A lot of people are just like... Oh, if I don't understand them, that means that I hate them. And then they go really hard with it. Whereas I understand that not everything is for me. Like, I'm just with Sarah and I'm like, yeah, she's fine.
Yeah. I can't wait to hear about what turned you around. All right, so Trespasser. It's been an in-game canonical 2 years since Corypheus was defeated. So however you like to, like, play out what's happened, you know, like, I like to play the two other DLCs post Corypheus. You don't actually have to do that. Hang on, I need to shut this up. I love you.
That's
friends
fun. that was both of us at the same time.
I know, because it's our friends and our server. Okay. so I like to play the Deep Roads and the Jaws of Hakon after Corypheus, because I feel like it makes a logical sense for it's like, all right, our mission is done. Now, what are the other things that the Inquisition can be for? What, you know, what is our purpose? We're looking for that.
Yeah.
But then even after that, I kind of get the feeling that we do those things and now we still have the year. And so there's this part where I, as the Inquisitor, spend like a long time just bopping around, closing whatever rifts are still lingering out in the world, doing whatever little tasks, I never got to, until the map just looks barren and empty and there's nothing left for the Inquisitor to do. And then And then I go to the Black Emporium, and then I make my Inquisitor look a little bit older.
Yep.
And then I make them look a little bit like weathered by the anchor. So I turn their irises a little green.
Ooh.
I give like a little bit of a green to like their scars and stuff like that.
Mm.
Like to just show that the anchor has like just been
slowly
yeah. corrupting them. And then you get called to an exalted council in Orlais, back at the Winter Palace where we went, you know, years before.
Mm-hmm.
And this is to determine what the purpose of the Inquisition is, because now, to some fairness and also some controversy, the Inquisition was started to defeat Corypheus and close the holes in the sky. That's now been done. And now there's a military presence all over the world with bases all over the world, mm-hmm. With no clear purpose. And so I think that there's a lot of reasons why a lot of people would want that shut down. Orlais doesn't want it shut down. Orlais wants to have control over the Inquisition. They want the Inquisition to like partner with them so that Orlais can kind of steer what the Inquisition does. Ferelden wants you to fucking go.
Yeah.
And so you travel there to sort of make the case for why the Inquisition should stay open. Although right off the bat, you're given plenty of opportunity to question that yourself. You know, whether or not you should. Boss is pretty desperate to mm-hmm. keep the Inquisition going. This is the only purpose that he's had in his entire life. So saying goodbye to it, as fair as some of the arguments might be, is pretty rough right off the bat. What about Helwyn?
I think Helwyn is, in a similar vein to Boss, is trying to find that purpose and was like, oh, it's cool that it's like, you know, is like believes in the Inquisition, because obviously they believe in the Inquisition. Yeah. The Inquisition has saved the world several times now. But is, you know, is like believes in it, but is trying to find its purpose fully. Is like, yeah, we are kind of just bumming around and not really doing anything. It's like, yeah, I found out why it, you know, ended the first time, and I found the last Inquisitor, and that was cool. But fucking Solas is still just bounced on us, and
at large,
I don't know what's happening there. And then everyone has kind of left. So the thing that Helwyn really liked about the Inquisition, which is, oh, I got all my best friends here, is just doesn't really exist anymore.
Yeah.
So Helwyn's like, I'm just kind of, she's just kind of doing it for duty's sake.
Yeah.
More than passion's sake. Yeah.
So we get into the Winter Palace.
Mm-hmm.
All of our companions are there. Anybody that you, except for obviously Solas, is not there. If you had fucked up with anybody tremendously, they won't be there. But you're greeted first by Mother Giselle. And this is a really interesting thing, because Mother Giselle gives some version of this conversation to everybody, but I also romance Dorian, so I got a little bit of an
egg.
But she gives this introduction, lets you know who's going to be there, but then she also mentions that Tevinter sent an ambassador, and that it's your old pal Dorian, and that she owes him an apology, and that she intends to do it. And it's actually a really good speech, because like you never get any resolution from that. Like, we never kind of really talked to her about this at all.
Yeah.
After that big fight.
Yeah.
And I think it's a good wrap up where she's just like, no, I was wrong. He, you know, took a lot of risks to abandon his home country and his ways to do the right thing and save the world. And now he's over there trying to make it a better place.
Yeah.
And I was fully wrong.
Yeah.
And that's pretty cool.
It is pretty cool.
A lot of people do a lot of cool things for you right off the bat. Vivienne insists that you have a spa day.
Oh, that's good. I love the spa day.
Love that. While she's having a spa day with you and convincing you to relax, Sarah is off in the background terrorizing the Winter Palace.
Yeah, you could see her like jumping from pillar to pillar and being just like laughing maniacally. It's very funny.
It's very cute. Varric, great one. You meet up with Varric, who's been in Kirkwall for the last year and a half or something like that.
Yeah.
And he has become Viscount.
The Viscount. Because everything has been just shit in Kirkwall for years since the since the war, and he's essentially the only one that's stuck around and been a businessman and keeps helping and keeps flooding.
He's turned the entire economy of Kirkwall around, we learn. And so he's there with the seneschal, who was the oh my God, what is Varric now? Varric's title.
Varric is the, is he not Viscount?
Viscount, thank you. Yeah, there you go. The seneschal, who was the like interim Viscount while the people decided on a vote. And this guy is like a politician, and Varric is Varric. And so while we're talking to him, like Varric is just like, hey, I just want to let you know, like you have a, you could be a compt in Kirkwall whenever you want. Also, here's the key to the city. And this guy keeps coming to me like, that's not actually, there's a form and like there has to be a council.
And we actually can't do this.
And Varric is like, who are you talking to? I like stand back a little bit.
I like it when he gives the key to the city, and then I think it's either Varric or it's the guy that's like, oh, that's actually like a magical artifact. Can you not just freely
it
give
it opens? It opens one of the floodgates that comes like that in the front entrance. Yeah.
Mm. Yeah. It and he's like, oh, don't give that to anyone randomly. And Varric's like, oh, didn't know that. Well, there you go. You have that now. He's like, oh, cool. It's a very fun bit, and it's a cool, it's a cool bit for Varric. It's a real, like, you know, he started, like, we meet him in Dragon Age 2, and he's not, he doesn't have nothing, but he is a, he is a scrappy guy.
It's a perfect end.
You're, like,
his
trying to
story.
Make 50 gold, and he's like, yeah, I don't have fucking 50 gold. Okay, well, let's try to get that money up, taking on a homeless hawk to now when he's the Viscount and this, you know, literally the head of the city and helps the whole city come back. And he's a real fucking Kirkwall head. He's
the guy
in it through thick and thin. I know this city is shit, but it's my fucking city and I'm going to make it the best possible.
Oh God, I love him so much.
Yeah, it's really good.
We meet Blackwall, who is now officially a Grey Warden and now is officially going by the name Renier.
Yes. Now here's the thing. I wanted him to become a Grey Warden, but I didn't tell him to become a Grey Warden. So I don't actually know what he does for me.
For you, I think he just comes back still as Blackwall. Pretty sure. What was the decision you did make?
Okay, so it's a weird one where the decision I made in my heart is, yes, go be a Grey Warden.
I know, but what did you actually pick?
But the thing I picked was, it was just like, all right, just kind of, just fight for the Inquisition then.
Oh, yeah. So then I think I think he comes back as Renier as well, but I don't think that he's a Grey Warden.
Yeah.
I'm pretty sure.
Sure.
Yeah.
His one is fine.
It's fine. It could be a little bit better, but he does talk about the fact that he's happy, he's redeeming himself, and he's like,
yeah, and he's doing a lot to save people, and that is fun. And I do think he still didn't progress from the Orlais. Like, as soon as the Orlais and his storyline, his reveal happened, they didn't know what to do with him, so they didn't. And then this again is like, you kind of, nothing really happened with you. You just kind of are the same guy.
Yeah, I needed like a little bit
more. A tiny bit more.
Then the Chargers and Iron Bull are there. The Chargers are trying to prank Iron Bull, surprise him for his birthday.
Mm.
By dragging like a big giant dragon head, I think it is, into the tavern where Iron Bull has decided he's working. For some reason, he's just serving up bar. He pretends to be surprised, even though he totally sees it coming. It's very cute. He is just like, he's just back with his boys, you know, like Iron Bull just went back to being head of the Chargers, and loves it, and now gets like a lot of work for their reputation working with the Inquisition. They've got all this stuff. Sarah.
You go pull pranks.
Sarah, you go pull pranks, which are not as good as your original pranks. It's just throwing pies in people's faces. It's a little silly. But I think that's not the interesting thing about Sarah's reunion. Sarah's reunion is interesting because the conversation you have, because this is where a lot of the writers neglected Sarah in the main game, I think. She doesn't get a lot of growth until Trespasser, and then there's some good growth. Like, so for you, do you remember if you saved Clan Llewellyn? It's a war table operation.
Yeah, I did. Yeah.
You did. So if you don't save them, she comes back to you and is like, I didn't trust that they were all gone. I've got my people on it. Like I've got the Jennies on it, and they've spotted some people that seem to match the description of a couple of Clan Llewellyn's, like, so there's some cool shit there. Even if not, she does make some comments where she's coming around on magic and like, she knows that it's not like the end all be all and like, you know, of evil and stuff like that. And she makes the first comment about the elven servants are a little weird here. She's the only one to clock that. First off, she's like, something's funny about that. I'm going to keep an eye on it.
Ooh, that's cool.
Yeah, very cool. So we got Sarah. Cole. So I had human Cole. You had spirit Cole.
Yes.
Human Cole falls in love with Meriden, the bard from our tavern.
So, because the first hour and a half, I had to watch someone's video. And obviously, they didn't have all the choices that I had.
Yes.
So I saw this.
You saw that.
I don't know what happened to Spirit. I haven't seen Iron Ball's thing. Yeah.
Yeah. That person, the video that we watched, they did not befriend Iron Ball. So we'll talk about what happened to that person later. but for you, for Spirit Cole actually hooks Meriden up with a like a gentle-hearted like soldier that he meets in the tavern, I believe.
Cute.
And it's just like he's soft just like she is and like says something really sweet and and is just generally doing his same thing of listening and helping people.
Yeah.
Oh, no, not a random soldier. Sorry, Krem. That's very important.
Oh,
hooks
shit.
Krem up with Meriden. Thank you. Was just like, he needs, that's exactly the thing. Like, he needs someone soft and someone that, like, sees him the way that he is or something like that.
Oh, my God.
And it's a really, I think it's a really ace pairing. I think it's fucking
that's
excellent.
That's cute.
Love
that, actually.
Yeah, it's really cute. So let's see who've we got.
Oh, Dorian, we don't have.
So then Dorian, well, did we get through all of the? Because Dorian, Liliana, and Cassandra. We did Vivian. She could take you a spa day. I think that's it.
Josephine.
Josephine. Oh, Josephine
you go to the
has
opera
a
with Josephine.
You go to the opera.
It's the best.
Yes, because it's an insane opera.
Yeah. Yeah. Apparently, so it's such a good. It's like so. Thing about Trespasser, they love cutaway jokes in this.
So many cutaway
There's
jokes.
There's so many cutaway jokes. It's like, it's literally, I think the one for this is the Inquisitor being like,
I would love a calm night out.
And
you
then
know,
cuts.
Like just,
yeah.
To like bombs going off and like guns and fire.
And Josephine screaming as you sit there in horror and shock. And it's very funny. Yeah.
It's very funny. So that's how we learn about what the opera is to the Orlesians. And Josephine's like, wow, what a relaxing night.
Yeah.
And you're like, oh my God. I feel like this speaks to who you are a little bit more.
Mm.
Okay. So then the other big three, I think for both of us, their roles were all the same. Cassandra is seeker of truth, right?
Yep.
Liliana is,
The divine Victoria.
Okay.
Cass has a cute scene about being tricked by Varric, though, that I think is really cute.
Yes. So actually, I did get this scene with her because she comes up to me and she's like, so I'm going to tell you a painful story. So here's what happened. I go up to talk to Cassandra first, and Cassandra is like, it's so good to see you, my friend. And she's so cute and wonderful and perfect in every way. And then she's just like, I just want to talk to you. Do you have a minute? I want to talk to you about relationships and love. And I want to sit you down. And marriage is a beautiful thing. And if it's what you want to choose for your life, I could not support you more. And she gives you this whole beautiful speech about how beautiful it is to dedicate yourself to someone else. And it's just utterly fantastic. And she looks at you and she's like, you're not proposing to anyone, are you? And I'm like, no, I don't think so. I didn't necessarily plan to yet. And she's like, I'm going to kill Beric.
It's very good.
It's very good. But I also was just like, but I had a thing where I was like, well, I might someday.
Yeah.
You know, like, so thank you. That was really sweet. And then I go to talk to Dorian. I go to talk to Dorian. Dorian's talking to some other diplomat. And Dorian is like, excuse me, I see an old friend. And he comes up to me.
Evil.
Very evil. And I'm like, an old friend. That's what you have to say to me after a year?
I guess it would be.
I think for us, it's canonically 6 months that he's been in Tevinter. I think he says 6 months. And then he kisses me, and that's fine. Cool. Put a pin in that, though. Then go speak to Divine Justinia. And Liliana's like in her Pope outfit.
Yeah, stupid-ass hat.
But she comes to meet you and she's like, I can't wait to kill someone. I'm so ready. Inquisitor, at a moment's notice, you let me know what you need to do. I'm ready to spy on anyone. I'm ready to take this off and be your murderer in chief at a moment's notice. It's great. She's like, she summarizes the situation for Eldin versus Orlais and what everybody wants. Yeah. And that this council is going to be dreadful, yada, yada, yada.
Yeah.
All right, fine. So then I go down into the square to catch up with the rest of my friends. And there's a conversation being had. People are having drinks without me.
Cruel.
First of all.
Evil.
Weird. people are having drinks without me. People are chatting without me. And Varric gives a speech, a toast to Dorian. Congratulating him on his seat in Tevinter and saying, we'll all miss you so terribly when you're gone. Oh. And then I woke up and Varric is like, oh, you didn't know. Sorry. And they pack up the party and they go. And Dorian is like, Jesus. So the real reason I think that I'm here is that the day after I left, my father was assassinated.
Mm.
And I need to take over his spot, which means I won't be coming back after this. And I'm like, I'm so sorry for your loss, even though I know it was complicated and we hate him. But I'm still really sorry. I'll just come with you after this. And he's like, no, you'll be a target. Like, you will be a constant target. And he says no, essentially. And he's like, I'm sorry, I have to do this without you. I have to make my country a better place, and now I really have a chance to. He also tells you that there are a couple of the other people in Tevinter that he's found that are like-minded, that want to do away with things like slavery and want to kind of, you know, kill this hierarchical system wherein, like, the one with the most access to blood magic controls everything. Of course, he's referring to love of my life, my Varys Talani, who is only really mentioned in the books.
Okay.
But she's a trans woman in the Ooh. Leadership council in Tevinter, who teams up with Dorian, and they become
love that.
Yeah. And the two of them become like part of the resistance within. So So that's like a real mixed bag. It's like, okay, wow. So you've been gone for 6 months and now you're not coming back after this and whatever. But then he gives you a sending crystal, which is like a little locket with a crystal inside that he has the other half of and that you can communicate instantly across long distances. So you'll be able to chat.
Say hi.
Yep. So rough. So bad. I was like, oh, so I had this really romantic like conversation. And I'm like, wait a minute, maybe I will get married.
Yeah.
Maybe that is in the cards. Maybe I should go. And then it's just like fucking
fucked over. Holy yeah. shit. That's tough.
Rough times. That is tough. So now it's time to start the actual council, which is just going to be a shit show. They're all going to tear into us about the Inquisition, except we get like nowhere at all. The council starts and then it's immediately called into a pause because Liliana needs to show us something very awful, which is a fully armored dead canary somewhere on the premises.
Yeah.
And then we follow some like trickles of blood on a trail and we find a functioning Illuvian.
Yeah. In the room that you can't get in on your first visit to the Winter Palace, or I couldn't get in.
Yes. Yeah.
So I was like, oh, it's always behind this locked door and I never knew what was behind it. Yeah.
Yeah. And you go through it and then you're in the crossroads, which Morrigan had taken you to very briefly in a cutscene.
Morrigan's crossroads looks crazy different. Uh-huh. Morrigan's crossroads is just a series, like hundreds of thousands of other Illuvians. This is an adventure theme park. This is far different. This is rocks and waterfalls and floating things.
That looked different for you than for me. I don't know if you clocked this or if you ever brought Sarah along. I think she comments on it too.
Oh, I did bring Sarah along at some point. No.
For elves, this place looks colorful. And like has like all this color and brightness to it. For anyone else, it does not.
Whoa.
It is like a gray place.
Whoa. That's crazy.
Yeah. Yeah.
Oh, I got to look up pictures of that.
Yeah.
That's insane.
It's cool.
That is
a cool little detail. And I think, yeah, I think Sarah comments on it at some point with the right combination of people will be like, what are you talking about? This place is, you know, like beautiful.
Oh, that's crazy. Because in the Morrigan cutscene, it is gray and foggy and just a million mirrors.
Yeah.
Unless we're seeing it from her perspective.
I think that we're in a different part of the crossroads because we're not just anywhere. We're actually at a library.
I guess so.
We're at an ancient elven library.
Yeah.
So we go there, follow for some clues about what's happening.
There are elven spirits that have been bound to stop us in our path.
Yes.
Yeah.
The librarian, who is like multiple different spirits, like chopped up all over the place. And so you talk to them like as you encounter them and they can like tell you different memories. Yeah.
There's a fun... All right. It's not... There is a bit in Mass Effect that like... As I was speaking to this one, like the first one, I was like, is this a thing that's in Mass Effect? It's not really. It's like there is one thing that looks similar. That's an AI that like logs to everywhere. But I have to play the Mass Effect series again. But I was like, oh, I feel like this might be another one of those weird connections because it never
could be.
It also in Mass Effect, it never like says, oh, this is how this was done. It's like from a race a very, very long time ago and stuff like that.
Oh, how interesting. Yeah. I wonder.
Yeah.
That's cool. So, I forget exactly what you find on this first little go around aside from finding the librarians. They tell you that this place was destroyed.
There's a weird shadow figure that keeps popping in and out of existence, which I thought was really freaky.
Yeah.
They just kind of run around a corner and then disappear in like a puff of literal smoke. And then later on you see them again. And I never really got a clean idea of what it was. You find out that you find a bunch of murals of Fen'Harel helping people, the trickster god.
Yes, very different than all of the iconography we see of him in the main game.
This is yes.
On Earth. So this is now in like a real old elven
and
temple.
It was Fen'Harel the Dread Wolf is removing a bunch of Dalish elf markings. You see a mural of that. There's comments on the fact that old gods are like incredibly powerful but completely mortal beings. Yeah, just people walking around with Fen'Harel and stuff like that.
Yep.
It's just a lot of like different like information things that we get until we eventually find we don't immediately find all of the Qunari, but we do find a lot of them, and then find
yes,
is it Vidashala? Is that the villain, or is that something else? No, that might be something
that
else.
Is later the Vidashala, I believe.
But it's a lot of Qunari who are we can actively see passing through Illuvians, and
yes,
yeah.
When we then make it back through and come back, and like chat with our team, we also are told that while we were gone, we caught an elven servant trying to sneak Qunari Gatlock, which is the explosive that they were trying to blow up Kirkwall with in game two. Trying to sneak it into the Winter Palace. So that's also a new like development.
So then, because everyone's getting really pissed about the Inquisition and their strength, you get a choice of like reprimanding the elven member of the Inquisition who helps find it.
Yeah.
Or you can fully arrest the servant who is pulling in all the Gatlock powder, because he's like, it's just wine. Helwyn was of course like, no, the person who's pulling in all the Gatlock powder, arrest them.
Yeah.
What the fuck are you talking about?
I'm not arresting my person.
But then it's fun because then it advances to when you're walking around, you have put the Winter Palace under full like military lockdown, and it's crazy because it's you who did that. It's the Inquisition who have been like, no, military lockdown, actually, where no one goes in, no one goes out, this is my fucking place. The bar is like lined with your men. It's kind of like, I was walking around, I was kind of like, ooh, maybe everyone had a point about the fact that we've gone a bit too far and we're too strong now. But yes, in this first one, I believe you go to this mine, this old elven mine, or just a general mine. The Qunari are all there, and then you spend like you find a bunch of charges for Gatlock powder, and you like blow.
Well, this
the
is
mine
so
up.
This is on the second one, because this is that after is we because after we find out that that's what they're doing, they're smuggling Gatlock powder. Then we go back in to find the source of the Gatlock powder. That's it. We go into the mines. This is a cool fun adventure, and also is where Trevor Morris was like, let me fuck you up. Let me fuck you up with the music here.
The music is notable. I will say pretty much everything in this is noticeably stronger.
Everything is so strong.
The voice acting and back and forth between everyone is fucking outstanding in this in Trespasser.
I will also say the voice, like the companion dialogue in Dragon Age the main game is always a little weak in just the wandering around, but when you're on a quest is always really strong. Yes. This is like
this
a
is
very
a
extended long quest where like all of the dialogue is very intentional and very good.
This one is notable though because it includes the Inquisitor. Like the
Inquisitor
is also consistently commenting and doing fun quips and little jokes.
Yeah.
And like they're having cutaway gags. And like I think I was, because we briefly talked about this, where I was like, oh, because I had made the comment where I thought that the female elven inquisitor his voice acting is like slightly weak. And I was like, in Trespasser, she's fucking awesome. And it's been 2 years and then she came back and did it again. So that must be why. And you were like, well, it also, this has a lot of direction.
I do think a lot of, in the main game, I think a lot of where she sounds weak sounds to me like she didn't know the context of what the line was. And it sounds the inflection sounds weird because it sounds like she's responding to something different.
And I believe that this game was made before the first voice actor strike back in 2009, which a big part of their thing was, you have to kind of tell us what we're doing when we go into the booth.
Yeah.
And they got that, I think. And you can tell because she's so fucking
strong.
So strong throughout this whole thing, and it's just very fun, and it's all very charming. Like, I think that adding the Inquisitor into the fun back and forths, it just adds a stupid amount to like who they are. And it was just very, very good. Yeah. Also, this was a bit when I was like, oh, I understand why we like Sarah. We go into the fade, and Sarah starts freaking out about the fact that she's in the fade, but then she's like, you know what, I'm not scared because I've got my girl with me and you can't touch me because she's here, and because on that playthrough it was a Sarah romance. And I was like, oh, that's so fucking cute, actually.
Yeah.
She's like, I am scared, but I've got my girl and I don't care, my wifey is here.
Yeah.
I was like, oh, that's actually awesome.
You can marry Sarah. There are a few people you can actually marry in if you start this and you have that conversation with Cassandra and you're romancing someone, Sarah is one of the few people that you can actually get hitched to. Mm. And it's a very cute wedding. She has a very cute line. Before we go back to the Canary Mines with the Gatlock, did you happen to find Sandals Camp in the library?
No.
So we haven't heard hide nor hair of
Bodan,
Fetic, or Sandal in this game. First time, first Dragon Age game, not to mention them. In Trespasser, you can find his journal at a campsite tucked behind one of the walls of the library. And it's multiple, multiple entries that say just the word enchantment, but with different exclamations and different punctuation that like change as they go to being more like alarming. And I don't know if we ever talked about it. In 2, there is a chance that you can get some dialogue out of Sandal that isn't the word enchantment, where he just stops talking with an inflection and goes flat voiced and basically says that one day the magic is going to come back. Everything is going to be as it was when he rises.
Oh my God.
And then that's it.
Oh my God.
That's the end of it. He just delivers.
That's in Dragon Age 2?
In 2. He just delivers a prophecy and then goes back to enchantment. And and so Sandal's been here in this ancient elven library that was destroyed when the veil was put up. Sandal's been there. Sandal apparently lived there.
Holy shit.
So yeah, weird addition to the Sandal lore. Okay. Back to the Gatlock mission. You're right. We go in there. We find the Gatlock supplies. We're trying to blow them up. We're trying to sabotage it. In doing so, like, eventually, like, the place starts to flood.
Yeah.
And you have to run your ass out of there and, like, fight your way out of there as the water is rising and the music is going fucking crazy. It's so good.
Yeah.
It's great. So that's round 2.
Yep.
And then I believe round 3 is like trying to track the Canary to what they are chasing. The Canary are fighting something we figure out that isn't us.
Wait, does the library not come after the mine?
Well, it's both. So we go to the library the first time, and then we go to the mine, and then we go back to the library, but we really get into it.
Yeah. Well, that means that you go to the library, and then after you get back, Liliana says one of my favorite lines, and then I have written that it's the best quote from All of Things Happens, yeah.
Right. So now, partway through this, your hand starts to, like, we've seen it happen a couple of times in the series where your hand, the mark on your hand starts to, like, react to the holes in the sky in the main game.
Yeah.
But when they are gone, then it stops happening. But now, as we start traveling through these Illuvians, it's like your hand starts reacting the closer that you get to these elven artifacts that you – like these really ancient elven magical artifacts. Mm. And at points it gets so heavy that it starts to discharge magic all on its own, basically exploding part of your hand in the process. And it does this in one of your outings. And then when you come back, you meet up with Josephine and Cullen and Liliana and Cassandra to, like, recap what's going on. And they're all, like, making demands on you because the council is pressuring Josephine whenever you're not there.
Yeah.
They're like, Josephine has to keep trying to explain why you're not present at this council that, like, is explicitly your fate. And Liliana wants us to get to the bottom of this and clearly wants to, you know, take action. And Cullen wants to fight. And it's like everybody is pressuring you. And then your hand does that thing again in front of all of them.
Yeah.
Where it brings you to your knees. And then you have a couple of dialogue options. I'm going to look up what exactly mine was, but you chose the one that I predicted you would choose for Helen because
she's fucking so fed up now. One sec. I need to search for the actual full quote because it's so good. So the quote that I had Helen say at this point was, damn it, we save Ferelden and they're angry. We save Orlais and they're angry. We close the breach twice and my own hand wants to kill me. Could one thing in this fucking world just stay fixed? Which is the coolest shit ever, and is delivered so well. It pretty immediately became my favorite quote of the game. Over the beg. over that one. Just because it was such, it kind of like made me be like, oh, this is where she's at. This is where she is at the minute. You know, she did like the, oh, I'm trying to be as good as possible and as nice as possible to everyone. And then still got fucked over consistently.
Yeah, it makes sense for Helen completely.
But then all still continued to try to be the goodest, best person ever. And then her, like the person she loved left her. After stealing a thing that she thought was really like important,
took all
to
her culture.
Then she went into the deep roads, saved everyone in the deep roads, found out this like old ancient like history lore, and was like, oh wow. Then went to find the first Inquisitor, found out that everything that he did, he was completely fucked out of, even though he tried to do as much good as possible. And then now she's here. Everyone wants to take all of her shit away. And then she is still then trying to save everyone. And people are like, why aren't you doing this? And it's like, because I'm trying to save the fucking world, actually. Because I'm trying to save your life, like I have done several times. Get off my ass. And I just realized that that's just where she is. Where she's still being as good as possible. Isn't being as, like, nice as possible. It's like, before she was trying to be as nice and kind, and now she's just trying to be kind and doesn't care about being nice.
Yeah.
and that's where Helwyn was at. And I picked that line, and then she like blew up, and I was like, that's fucking sick. Actually, perfect. I actually really like the fact that she's, it's like, you know how you can harden Liliana? It's like she's, it's like a hardened Helwyn. Yeah. She just doesn't give a fuck anymore.
I couldn't find the direct quote from it, but Boss took the sad option, which was basically just like, I don't want to die. Which is just like, Boss is, has been like, up until the last 4 years, Boss was just a body to fight for whatever, for like the next meal, the next drink, the next, you know, the next job. And found the Inquisition, found purpose, found like friends, found like a home where he belongs. And now like, and is, has still been willing to do everything that it takes to kill whoever and fuck whoever over and do whatever to make sure that the Inquisition wins and that we save the world and we do the damn thing. Now it's all coming apart. He's losing everything. Dorian's leaving. His hand's trying to kill him. He just doesn't want to die.
Bless him. Just before this conversation, Liliana pulls you aside and is like, hey, what the fuck is going on? And as you're talking, she's really cheerful and you're like, why are you so happy? And she's like, smile, dears, people are watching. And I thought that was a really good line as
Yeah.
And she's like, we have to still be really happy, even though, we're at active war and no one else knows about it.
Yeah.
I thought that was a cool, another Liliana killer.
Very good Liliana line.
And then I have just written the best VA to come from the Inquisitor. And then you go to Darrakard?
Yeah.
Yeah. To find Vidashala, who is this leader of the, of this Qunari group.
Faction.
Yeah. Who are trying to, I think she stated that she's trying to kill the agents of Fen'Harral and believe that the Inquisition is
agents of Fen'Harral.
Yeah.
She says that multiple times to you and you're like, why do you fucking think we're agents of Fen'Harral?
Yeah.
Which after you see a million, you know, I mean, not me, but you, after you see like a million paintings of Fen'Harral removing the slave markings from like, elven faces and like, it's like, we should catch on at some point. We don't. It doesn't make sense to me because I would have none of that context. But she keeps saying we're agents of Fen'Harral and she needs to take us down. There's a big blowout. Before the big blowout though, you find a bunch of like shit, a bunch of like codex entries about Fen'Harral that there's like a puzzle where you like unlock it under a wolf statue. And when you go down there, you like find a bunch of codex entries about Fen'Harral. And that is like where I think there's an opportunity for an elven inquisitor to piece it together.
Yeah, I think. I don't know if it was, if it's like a thing when it's like directly then, but when approaching the man, spoilers.
Yeah.
I had the option to be like, you're him.
Yeah, right? Yeah. So we fight the Vidashala and a fuck ton of Qunari. Like,
ridiculous.
Absolutely fuck ton of Qunari.
Is in this bit. Oh, also, I think so. This is in Darrakard, right?
Yeah.
So you go in, the first thing you see is like tens and tens of Illuviens all shattered and like put up to the side, like kind of discarded on the side next to you as you walk in, which I thought was a cool visual of, you know, they're just destroying them to get them out of the, there's a little bit where you find out that they've discovered how to walk through Illuviens, and it's you either need a lot of magic and a lot of power, and they're just hoarding both of them. But then one of the desks has a big old copy of, which is it? High and Hard Town is the one with
Hard and High Town
is Avalyn.
Hard and High Town is the Rome. Yeah.
Because you just see a big copy of it on someone's desk, and mm-hmm. I thought that was funny. Yeah. I had Varric with me, and I was kind of hoping I'd be like, oh, look at that, can't get away from it. we're in this old elven ruins, and we still find a copy of your fucking book.
I canonize that it's because Solas reads it, and so Solas,
that would be very funny.
Yeah. Solas brought it with him.
But yeah.
Yeah.
And you go.
You fight them. A couple of them get away. You still are.
They're also building this thing called Dragon's Breath.
Yes.
It's very important. Yeah.
That keeps getting alluded to, Dragon's Breath. So then we have to keep following them through. Deeper, I think you might be able to go back one more time. It's a little fuzzy for me on how many times you go back and forth. But on the very last one, we're going through to find Dragon's Breath after we kill as much of the Qunari threat as possible. You're following these Qunari through and following all these like clues to Dragon's Breath. Dragon's Breath, I mean, honestly, the fights in here are brutal. You get a couple of like Hail Mary last minute armor and like
sure.
and stuff like that. And then Dragon's Breath is an actual dragon that they were going to unleash on the Winter Palace that they've trapped in a like half semicircle of fire with just leading to the door. And like, we're just going to trap it there until they released it. So now you can kill all the Qunari in that room and then kill the dragon, or you can try to kill all the Qunari in the room and then set the dragon free by like undoing the trap. But the trap is a puzzle, and like you have to like, as you're fighting one of the hardest fights in the entire series, you have to also be like figuring out this series of turnstiles.
I thought it, because I didn't even fight the Qunari. Everyone else did that. I was a mage because I was playing your save. So I just turned invisible and then I like kind of waltzed away, and then everyone else was dealing with stuff. And then I just did the puzzle. It was so easy for me.
They kill. That cannot be. I don't actually believe you. They kill everybody so fast.
They super don't. It's fine. My guy, they were just lasting. I turned invisible. I was just doing the puzzle whilst people were fighting. It took me no time at all. It was so simple.
That's crazy.
Yeah.
I've also done it with that character being invisible.
Yeah, it was just very simple.
But they start to kill people, and then you have to intervene.
No, I didn't. I just ignored them.
You just didn't?
I just didn't. Like if someone went down, I just was like, oops. Is this at the point where your alt is consistently recharging? No, that's the last one.
Yeah.
Your alt isn't consistently recharging yet. Because I had a fail safe for whenever I couldn't be bothered to put in a bunch of effort in the last bit.
The last one.
Because you played in a Night Enchanter. So I was also a Night Enchanter. And the Night Enchanter's ultimate is that you just res everyone. So I had just like a, I just had one of those just come up pretty consistently. My last, I freed the dragon. Ultimately, yeah, that is to say I freed the dragon. What did you, free?
Yeah, yeah, I freed the, oh, free I've the always freed the dragon. Yeah,
And then you run out, we'll talk about mechanics later. And then you run out, and then you confront Vidashala, and she's like, it's Solas is the one who's an agent of Fen'Harral, and you have all been working with him the whole time. And you're like, oh, shit.
Yeah.
And then you have a choice to
say the funniest dialogue options in the world.
So I was like, I'm going to save him.
Yeah. And yeah. then you get a mountain of dislikes.
Everyone is just like, everyone, oh,
except
sake.
For Cole. Cole yeah. likes it.
Yay.
Everybody dislikes it.
The compassion guy obviously likes it.
If you fight, if you go to the fighting dragon's breath part and you did not save the Chargers or you did not befriend Iron Bull, that is where Iron Bull shows up, or if he's already in your party, he turns on you.
Whoa.
So the betrayal from Iron Bull doesn't happen until the very, very, very end of this game. If you don't save the Chargers, and he has been with the Canary this whole time since that.
Whoa.
And what's funny about it is Iron Bull's always calling you boss.
Mm-hmm.
But boss is the word for thing or traitor in the Kunai language. So, when he shows up, to betray you, he says, it's nothing personal, boss. and then he tries to kill you and then you have to kill him. One of the worst things in the world is I've once done a playthrough where I was romancing Sarah. And so then I let, Dorian and Iron Bull get together.
Mm.
And I didn't intentionally do this. I didn't side with, I didn't do the Chargers, quest line. Yeah. I just was speed running through the game and I skipped it, thinking that it would only happen if you did actively made him side with the Canary, but it happens either way.
Mm.
And so then I got to that, he did the betrayal and Dorian cries.
Oh,
it's fucked up. It's horrible. After you kill tough. Him, it's awful.
That's no good.
Yeah.
So what did you say to the oh, it's Solas, what are you gonna do?
I said I'm gonna fucking kill him. Are you kidding me?
Yeah,
this is all your fault. I'm fuck you, dude. Yeah,
that fucking egg.
I trusted you. Bitch. So
charge through and then you're the anchor is going so fucking haywire that occasionally it just outbursts.
Yes. And you have to remember to discharge it on your own or else it explodes and does damage to you and anyone in your radius.
Which is really cool. I forgot it a few times. Has a really cool animation that goes with it. You get like yanked in the air by lightning and then the whole thing explodes out.
That's if you forget to discharge it. Yeah. If you do it on purpose, then you get to do a lot of area of effect damage.
Yeah.
But if you don't, like if you're in one of the hardest fights in the fucking world, for instance, and you forget to do it. But on this last little entrance, you come in and I mixed up my team a lot, but this I brought back Dorian, Varric, for the last bit. Dorian, Varric, and Iron Bull for this last bit. And Dorian has another one of the best voice acted pieces of dialogue this. He says, Cassandra told us about your little pyrotechnics display back at the Winter Palace. Why didn't you tell me? I could have done something. We could have done something. And you have the option to say a couple of different things, but if you're romancing him, which he still says that if you're friends with him,
yeah,
that first part. If you're romancing him, though, you get an option to say, no matter what happens, I wouldn't trade the years we've had together for anything. And to that, he says, I knew you'd break my heart, you bloody bastard. But he says it through tears. It's so good. It's so well done. It's so good. It's so wretched. It's awful. It's truly awful. But also, don't go to Tventer, you know? Like,
unfortunately. If you ask him to not go to Tventer at the end of...
He doesn't go. I think what happens if you don't... Here's what happens. If you tell him it's okay to go after Kerfius, when he comes back, he says, the dialogue indicates that he's been gone for 2 years. If you
ask him to not go.
Ask him to not go. He's only been there for like 6 months just to like deal with his father's funeral and stuff like that. And like something like that.
Sure.
But either way, now he's going to stay.
Yeah.
So.
Rough.
Yeah. Rough.
Tough.
Rough time.
You have some boss fights? Kill some guys.
Oh, so many boss fights.
So many boss fights. But now you're just using ultimates all the time. And it feels very cool.
It does feel pretty cool.
You're just lashing out. You get one ultimate, which is, it's not an ultimate. It's just a big, like, area of effect thing. And then you have, and then I had the Night Enchanter one and then also the regular one.
Yeah.
The regular one remains to be my favorite because it's, having that at two charge is just the most delicious thing ever. I would just put it down if I was, I was like, oh, there's a lot of guys coming through a portal. Whoop! And then they'd all turn into dust and it's the best shit ever.
Yeah.
And then I had the one where in the final fight, in what is essentially the last boss fight of Trespasser, with this stupid magical giant
Kinnari mage,
who like keeps switching elements that he is attuned to, and he has like, it's a whole thing, and it is very fun. And then he starts opening up rifts, and shit. It's very cool. He is tough, though.
He's tough. I have never once beaten him without everybody in my party being down, face down in the ground.
I lost the first time, but the first time I lost, I was up for... The reason why I lost is because I spent the last 2 minutes of the fight. Everyone would go down. I would get everyone up. They'd go down again. I would go down, get auto-rezzed. Try to help people go down, get auto raised because I had that fucking kiddie's collar on.
Yeah.
And it would just be every single time I'd be like, I'm getting through this, the skin of my fucking teeth. I ain't doing shit. And then I lost that fight and I was like, wait, I have the Night Enchanters auto everyone get up. And then when everyone went down, I was like, nope, res. And then everyone
came back
full strength and fighting. And then I cleaned the floor with him.
Yeah.
But he was a tough fight.
He's a tough guy. So everybody else, the Vidishala and everybody else, the last few Kranari, they go through the last alluvian and then they tell the, what's the Kranari?
Begins with S.
Cerebos. They tell Cerebos to kill you. You do that fight. Then when you do that fight, you go through the alluvian alone, which the fact that I always... am like the last person standing. What's funny is that like my guys don't get up after that fight.
Yeah.
It's like an interesting thing. It's like it doesn't have the same mechanic as like a, oh, the threat is gone, so everybody gets back up. So it's like all of my friends are seemingly dead behind me.
Yeah.
And I have to go through that alluvian. I run through that alluvian. And you see that all of the Kranari that went through, except for Vidishala, have already been turned to stone. Mm. Vidishala comes and approaches Solas immediately with a flick of his wrist.
He doesn't even flick his wrist. He doesn't move. She just turns to stone.
Yeah.
He turns his back to her and then she turns to
stone. Yeah. It's just there's the whatever magic he has is bonkers now.
Yeah.
He's also wearing cool ass armor.
He looks sick as fuck now.
He says, I suppose you have questions. And you're like, yeah.
Yeah, buddy.
Obviously I have questions. What the fuck is wrong with you?
Yeah.
You do have the option. If you've a very fun option, if you never ask Solas questions throughout the entire game, because that is how you primarily get approval with him, is by asking questions. He loves to talk about shit.
Yeah.
So asking him questions always gains approval. If you don't ask him questions, you have the option in response to that to say, when have I ever cared about anything you've had to say?
Oh.
And then he does a very fun thing, which I'll tell you at the end. But so he tells you that he's Fenharel. He tells you, you know, if you watched a romance ending, I assume, right? So tell me what it's like for Helwyn.
I can't necessarily really remember. You know, I was like, yeah, I know you're Fenharel. What the fuck is that about? And then we talk about, and then it's just a series of every single question that can possibly be asked.
Yeah.
And then, I actually can't remember. I can't remember what the what necessarily the difference is. I know that at the end, he kisses you before he goes.
Yeah, he tells you that he that everything that he felt was real.
Yeah.
But that, but he, and this is for everything though. He tells you that, you know, he has to undo the mistake he made by locking the gods away.
Which he did because the gods killed Mithal, right? Or they tried to.
They tried to kill Mithal.
And then he, which would make sense as to why Flemeth and him shared that embrace at the end of the base game, because they tried to kill her and then he banished them all from the world. And,
yeah.
Yeah.
And also because I think they were being unjust to the people as well, I think.
Yeah, but he says that he did that specifically because they tried to kill Mithal. And he was like, oh, that's final straw. No, fuck you. And then locks them all away.
So he locked them all away, but then he feels like that was a mistake. He shouldn't have done that. He needs to undo that mistake. He needs, you know, to bring them back. But doing so is going to cause so much destruction and is going to end the world as we know it.
He didn't realize that in putting up the veil, he would essentially kill all elves.
Right. Like, he would have cut all of the elves off from the magic that they had.
Yeah, he didn't realize that he was doing that. And even when, after he did it, he was like, oh, I can fix this, I think.
Yeah.
But then humans got their... Then all elves lost their immortality. Humans got their grubby little paws and everything.
Yeah. He also went to sleep for like 1,000 years or something like that. And he woke up and everything was different. And he was like, oh, fuck. So he plans to restore everything. But in doing so, it's going to end the world as we know it. And everything that we know is going to die in the chaos that comes from letting magic pour back into the world.
Yeah.
And so he tells you, if you had a good relationship with him, to live well while time remains. If you love him, if you're in a romance with him, he kisses you and tells you, assures you that everything you had was real. And then as a final kindness, he magically takes your arm away with the anchor from it.
Yeah, which I don't think was super clear.
Yeah. Oh, really?
Because he's like, oh, I'm going to take the anchor, but the animation just shows you having an arm still. It's just glowing a lot. And then it cuts to the council meeting and I'm like, oh, I don't have a fucking arm.
Yeah. He's taking your arm away at the elbow to stop the anchor from killing you so that you can have at least the last few years of your life before he genocides the entire world.
Yeah.
You can have that time. If you had a antagonistic relationship with him and you choose that option, when have I ever cared about anything you've had to say? Mm. He grabs you by your anchor arm, walks halfway through the alluvion, and then closes it on your arm and
Holy
severs
shit.
It that way.
Holy shit. That's crazy. Oh my God, this guy sucks. Did he do that to Boss?
No. Boss and him had a good relationship, which is why Boss was like, why the fuck are you doing this, man? Yeah. Like, Boss was pissed in that last conversation and was like, why? Like, this is two wrongs that don't, it doesn't make it right. Like, you can't undo your mistake by making an even bigger mistake, man. Like,
because then you're just going to regret it again in another 2,000 years. But this time you can't bring everyone back.
And like,
you're just going
to
be fucked.
We don't get to go back in time. We don't get to do that. Like, we don't get to undo our mistakes by just making them not have happened. We can't do that. You have to address the world as it is now.
Yeah.
Fucking idiot.
Yeah.
Dumbass bitch.
Helen had all the like, oh, I'm going to save you options.
Yeah.
But all the I'm going to save you with the caveat of, if you prove to me that I can't, I'm going to kill you.
Yeah.
And it's like, don't make me do that, because he's doing the same thing of like, because there's the option of like, you can either decide to try and get Solas to come around or you can say, I'm going to fucking kill you then. And Helen was like, you know, this isn't going to work. And then he's like, I hope that you're proven right. Or like, I hope that you can prove me wrong and all this.
Yeah.
Because it's like a thing where she's like, I will kill you. Like, I've done it. I've done so much. And it's like, I will have to do it because you're also saying that you're going to have to kill me. So either one of us is going to die, but I'm going to try to make it so both of us live. Was her big final.
I said, I won't let you do this. I straight up will not let you ruin the world.
Yeah.
I've fought so hard to make a world that's decent for me to live in. I'm not letting you do this.
Yeah.
Not happening. Then he takes your arm, which is a kindness because it was going to kill you. So you're not dying anymore. You go back to the council and then you have a decision when you walk through the door.
Hmm.
You are able to say the Inquisition is fucking staying, or fuck this, we're done. We tried to help. The Inquisition is disbanded. Yeah. What did Helen do?
So it's specifically the Inquisition stays, but then has to work in Orlais and be under the thing of Divine Victoria.
Yeah, Liliana. Yeah. But that's Liliana, so.
Yeah, exactly. Yeah. So it'll be fine. No, Helen was like, no one when I started this, no one thought I could fucking do it. And, you know, no one thought I could close the breach and everyone thought I was worthless. And then look what I've done now. I'm just going to do it again. So I disbanded it, and I disbanded it with the words, which are another great line of, the Inquisition is over. I have a world to save again. And then she fucking throws the book down and then storms out, because she's like, fuck it. I don't need massive amounts of armies. I need my 5 good friends, and I'm gonna do better than any of you will ever do.
Yeah.
And that was her.
I thought Helwyn would keep it together. That was my second prediction. I thought Helwyn was gonna keep
it. It was a possibility that I thought about, but I thought with how angry she has been over everything, the fact that they're like, she's like, I actually can't be bothered with all this fucking politics. Like, this isn't what I'm here for. I didn't need all of that when I started this. And if you're trying to force me to do it, I'm just going to do it again. Mm. So fuck it. Yeah. Okay.
Yeah.
I'm literally just going to take, you know, my 8 best friends, and we're going to go into a basement and we're going to convince God to not destroy us all. And eventually you're going to come begging to me anyway. So.
Yeah. For Boss, it was he did disband. This whole journey was him figuring out that he does have a purpose, and that he has a purpose that he can do in a way that once made so much sense to him.
Mm.
He doesn't need to do it in this way that he has become accustomed to over the last 4 years, but his skills before this were never politics, were never armies, were never big leadership. It was mercenary work.
Mm.
So now he is back to being like in a group of 12.
Yeah.
And he can do that well. And now, but now he has a purpose. It's not just taking random jobs. He has a goal. He knows what he has to do, and he knows how to do it. He's going to be good at it.
I think a lot of Helwyn's thought is people are like, oh, you're going to lose all your power and contacts. And she's like, yeah, but my main contact is my boyfriend who's trying to end the world. And I can do that alone. So I will literally sit in my bedroom and I'll keep calling him until he picks up the phone and is like, hey, where are you? I need to talk. And then that's how I'm going to save the world. And she used to be a hunter. She didn't want this life ever. And now she's saved the world and is just angry with it all.
Yeah.
Yeah. So decided to bounce. That's my gal.
That's it.
That's it.
Then we get more end title screens.
Oh my God, you have the cutest thing in the world, which is Varric gives Cass another book in the background. Yeah. And I just love their friendship.
That's so cute.
So much.
He gives her like the next edition of Hard and Hightown.
Because they're best friends, even though they will yell at each other all the time. They both love each other so deeply. And they're the two who, which I'm like, they're actual mates in this. Yeah.
They're so cute.
I love the pair of them.
Me too. Sarah, I forgot to mention, does also formally invite you to join the Red Jennies. Mm-hmm. You're able to say if you're interested in that. I did, of course, because that sounds so appealing to Boss, for sure.
Yeah. You leave the Inquisition and then immediately join the biggest thieving network in all of the world. And it's like, I'm fine.
Yeah. Imagine, like, you're in a network of like, servants and like pot washers and stuff like that that are just like fighting up against the big guys, and then like one day you learn that the guy that used to run the biggest like military organization in the world is one of you, and like comes and like hands you a note one day, and you're just like,
did you come here unnoticed?
It's like, yeah, I have my hood on.
Your horn's covered in that hood, buddy.
Is your giant crossbow arm because you've been made a crossbow arm by I believe it's by
what?
Dagna.
What?
Yeah. In the end credits card, if you join the Red Jennies in particular, you get an image that your arm has been replaced with a prosthetic that is just a functioning crossbow.
That's fucking sick. I didn't know that. That's awesome.
Dagna, who is Sarah's wife now, in my playthrough.
Mm-hmm. I wonder if I didn't get this option because I married Sarah.
Oh, you still would have gotten the option to join the Red Jennies, but you have to verbally tell Sarah you agree to do it.
Oh, the save started after I couldn't speak to anyone anymore.
There you go.
So,
Josephine gets her has a nice life with her family. What else?
Well, Josephine, again, I don't actually know what was picked. Josephine starts like a trading company.
Yeah.
A whole one of the people that she like had assassinated, one of those family members, comes to you and she's like, and they're like, I'm not even mad. That was really good. Do you want to join? And she's like, yeah, okay. Go join shipping vessels. And they all live an honest life.
If that would have happened in your playthrough, but in mine, I skipped that part. We didn't do like the favors and stuff like that. We just destroyed the contracts.
Love that.
So then Dorian, I get a cute one where Dorian, I mean, that would be for both of us, but Dorian goes back to Tevinter, works hard within Tevinter's politics to make it a better place, and is like really making progress and working like so hard. But then I get a title screen that like occasionally there are rumors that he is seen with a cloaked figure, like clinging to the shadows of the palace walls. Regardless, he is known to find strength in the Inquisitor speaking through the crystal all the time. But we get that additional one of like, yeah, and I do sneak in from time to time.
Oh, that's cute. Iron Ball and the Chargers, they just become Iron Ball and the Chargers again and go around doing good old mercenary work.
Yeah.
Good old boys. Cassandra builds a new like seeker place, as becomes the head of the seekers. And there's a really cool like drawing of her with like holding a hammer overlooking this mountain as she's like building this giant structure. And I'm like, hell yeah, girl. That's my girl right there.
Yeah. Amazing. So then at the end of all of this, I don't actually know if it's, I can't remember if something different happens at the end if you don't disband, but if you disband, I know it's for sure.
It's the same. You're just dressed different.
Got it. But you're back in the prisons at Haven at the end. And that's where you're doing all of your subterfuge about Solas, where you're trying to figure out where he's gone and what he's doing.
And Liliana walks in because she's never going to leave you.
No, it's she's like never going to do her job.
Yeah, you said, actually, I'm not going to team up with you. And she's like, yeah, that's fine. And then just joins you. But she's dressed in her she's back to normal clothes now, which is awesome looking. We love that for her.
Yeah.
And then you're like, well, we have to go to somewhere where he definitely doesn't know anyone. And then you stab a dagger in the Deventer Imperium.
Mm-hmm.
Yeah. And it's a weird cliffhanger considering that we don't have that answered for 10 years. And now we can finally go.
And now tonight.
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 We can figure it out.
Yeah.
Oh my God.
I have it downloaded on the PS5 upstairs. You have it. Have you bought it?
I bought it.
Is it downloaded?
No, but I'm going to download it right after this.
Yeah. And we're finally going to play a new Dragon Age game.
Oh my God. Trespasser and Inquisition overall, final thoughts.
I sunk the most amount of hours into this by a country mile, of course. Of course I would have. I really liked my experience of being a rogue. I've now been a rogue of a fighter, and I've been a mage.
Yeah.
Dragon Age Origins mage, still, you can't beat it. It's just the best feeling class in the world. Genuinely, I think it's one of the best feeling things I've done in a video game. Tell you what, though, Artificer feels fucking sick, and we do love that. I did like it. I liked the exploration. There were a lot of moments in this where I was like, oh, this is some of the best that the games have ever been. And we really love that. Overall, I don't know where I rank it in terms of the three. Trespasser, I think, is possibly the best Dragon Age, full stop.
It's so good.
The best, experience. Good. And I say that having no idea what my canon run is, because I just couldn't experience it. And even whilst I was playing it, I was like, this is the best Dragon Age has ever been.
Yeah, it's so good.
It's fucking stupid enjoyable. Wish there was slightly more. I wish that there was just a tad more at the back end with Solas, because now it's fine because we have the sequel and the actual, like, oh, this is what happened after. But I can imagine if we had played this last year before Dragon Age, the Veilguard was announced, I'd be like, and that's it? That sucks. I would have been mad about it.
Well, there have been periods of time where I'm just like, that's all we're getting. I've written a 25 chapter long post-Inquisition fic to try to give myself some sort of
some closure
as to what it is. So many of those are out there in the world, and I say RIP to them all. They've all been decanonized officially now after a decade of being pretty sure that they were never gonna
do another one. Yeah, no, that's fucking tough.
Yeah.
That sucks. Yeah, I think Trespasser is the best that Dragon Age has been so far.
Yeah.
Two is still my favorite.
Crazy.
Two is still my favorite.
Crazy. You had the most miserable time I've ever seen anyone have.
Hated it. Gets a mod that makes
the combat,
cleans the combat up, I don't, that's my fucking city, dude. Like, that's my city. Them are my boys. Every character is a crazy hit in a way that DO and DAI, I just don't have the same attachment to all those guys. But I did like, there's some of DAI that I'm a little upset by. Fucking Blackwall will always upset me that he was the most interesting guy in the world and then stops. Like, hard wall.
Yeah, he needed a little bit more on the back end.
And I found that with a few characters where I was like,
I needed more Vivienne. I needed more from Blackwell.
Huge. I need so much more. But the thing is that Vivian gets a cool, nice trespasser. Like, this is in theme of who she is. She then gets a nice card where she makes her own circle.
Yeah.
And becomes such a threat in how powerful she immediately becomes that all of the other circles are like, oh shit, we should start paying attention to her. Which I think is fun, considering that, in my opinion, what she's doing is actively bad.
Yeah.
And she she's like an ex-convict that reinvents the prison industrial complex, and people are like, wow, that's really effective. And
that's really bad. Oh no.
And then
yeah.
It's really strong. And then the current prison industrial complex is like, oh shit, they might be better at prison than us.
Yeah.
And I think that's really great. You know, we have a very unique opportunity to do.
What?
The Veil Guard predictions. Or Veil Guard wants. I so badly want Vivian to at least be mentioned, turn up in some way because of the thing. I know that we're in the Tevinter Imperium, so it won't happen. But, like, I would love for her to... The fact that she's made a new circle to make an appearance. We're in Tevinter. Dorian turning up would be huge.
If Dorian doesn't turn up, these games are dead to me. I'm not kidding. This isn't there. I'm very, very open to a lot of things being very different. It has, again, been 10 years. I know that they're trying to make this game applicable to a new audience. They want people to be able to play this without having played any of their games. I understand that I am not going to find a lot of the things I want in this game. I'm very open to it. If Dorian's not there, this is stupid. Why did they even? Did they even do this?
Yeah.
I want the Anteven crows. I don't need it to be Zevran, but I do need the crows to, in general, to make an appearance because we did in Inquisition canonize that they've been doing work in
Tevinter.
And I kind of get annoyed with Dragon Age in that, like, a lot of times we keep creating new factions in every game, but we never like see the continuation of the ones that they've already,
yeah,
you know, like, it's like, all right, now we've got Venatorian whatever, but like, what happened to the last thing?
Sure,
like, what,
sure.
Like, what's going on with the last thing? So I would like the crows to be part of it.
Going back to the actual story, turns out that Solas gave Corypheus the orb.
Yeah,
which is crazy.
Oh yeah, that's right,
because he expected Corypheus to die. It shows that Solas is a fucking dumbass.
Dumbass.
Because he was...
Because when Solas woke up, he was not powerful enough to use it himself. So he gave it to Corypheus, hoping Corypheus would activate it, die in the process, and then do exactly what Solas wanted, which was tear open the veil for him. Which, Solas, you just woke up. Like, you should know better. Like, give it a minute.
Yeah.
Let it fucking percolate. It only took you 4 years to reassume your full power. Like, you slept for 1,000 years. You couldn't wait 4 to like get fucking back to full capacity.
And then he was like, yeah, I didn't expect him to be effectively immortal. And it's like, wait, but we knew that he was effectively immortal a little bit ago. Hawk knew that. And it's like, yeah, it's literally, you couldn't do any form of, like, do you know about this Corypheus guy, actually? Figure out that that he was functionally immortal. Fucking
dumbass,
idiot. Stupid.
Punk bitch.
I got a closing card. Almost every single elf left.
Yeah.
Just mysteriously, they just left. And they are all...
Including the ones working for the Inquisition. Yeah. They leave.
They are all here for Fen'Harel. They all are like, oh, actually... Actually, I want a little taste of them.
Yeah, I want to get our magic back.
Yeah, it's interesting. But yeah, yes. Going back to, okay, we know that the Inquisitor is 100% going to be the Velgar, right? I'd love anything to do. I know I say it every single game. anything to do with the architect. I just want the architect just to be mentioned. Or just like, we're in Tevinter, where the architect is from, where Corypheus is from. I want to see the process of making a freak like that.
Yeah.
Because they're both fucking freaky looking people who are like Tevinter magisters. And it's like, I want to see someone become that over the course of the Veil Guard.
Here's the thing related to that. I need a little freak. More importantly, I feel like we didn't get a good freak in Inquisition.
We got Corypheus. What are you talking about?
He's weak as a freak. We got the Broodmother in Origins.
You need a freak.
I need a freak. Yeah. You know, like I need like something. I need a monster.
Yeah.
Yeah.
That would be sick, actually. I would like that. The Broodmother was good.
Yeah.
The Broodmother, and then in Awakening, we had the Mother.
Yeah.
Who was great.
Yeah.
Loved her.
Yeah.
Did we have anyone in 2? Corypheus was the freak in 2, I guess. Because we didn't really have 1. Legacy was...
Yeah.
Yeah.
Yeah. I guess so.
Yeah. But then 2 was about being grounded, though.
It's true.
Origins is your people
saving. Oh, no, because in 2, you have to fight the reanimated corpse of your mother's face sliced onto a corpse made out of a bunch of other people's body parts. I think that's pretty freaky. It might not have been as grotesque visually as the Broodmother, but conceptually, it was
kind of fucked up.
Yeah.
When going into the mines. Trespasser, we see a guy who said that he was in Kirkwall, fought alongside Meredith. Is he in 2?
I don't think he's a named character. I think he was in Meredith's army.
They're just saying?
Yeah.
Because it's like, I don't know, they were talking, the way he was talking, I was like, should I know who you are?
I don't think so.
And then he was, it's like, you could kill him. Or you could set him free. And then I set him free. And as you're walking back, he's just dead. And I was like, oh, fuck. Sorry, buddy. Yeah.
Yeah. I think it's more like the other thing in Inquisition where you meet that guy at Haven the first day who's just like, yeah, I think what Loghain did was right. You know, it's I was there on the field with Loghain and he made a good call as a leader. You know, it's like.
I miss that guy. He was cool.
Yeah.
He was one of the most interesting characters for me. IMO.
Got sent away.
I found him.
Her.
I found her. She's just working in Skyhold still. She's just doing her job.
Just not a public facing one.
Yeah. But she's like a little pissed at Josephine, but is ultimately fine.
Yeah.
I'd love to see Josephine. Okay. All right. Who do you think will be back?
Dorian.
Dorian will be back. I mean, Dorian, the Inquisitor, we should have a third of the...
Cullen better be fucking retired. That boy better be...
At the end, it says that... I mean, it says if the Inquisition needs, he'll pick up his sword again, but he is functionally retired.
Yeah.
I think he is. I mean, he must be
done. He better
be
done.
I mean, he must be done because they're not going to work with that voice actor.
They're not going to work with that voice actor ever again, but they could recast him. They've done it before. It's like, whatever. But like, as a character, though, he's done. The man has been in all 3 games. Like, let him rest.
Oh, wow. I just got... I'm not lying to you. I just got weirdly emotional because I was like, Alistair. Nope.
Nope.
Oh, wait, no. Alistair is alive for me. But he can't come back.
He can't come back.
Yeah.
Hawk's
dead. Yeah. R.I.P.
I think... Well, Alistair could make an appearance. I think...
Harding doesn't count. We know that Harding's in it.
Yeah, we know Harding's in it.
Varric, we know.
Flemeth will have to make an appearance.
Yeah.
In some way, shape, or form.
Yeah. We know Morrigan's in it. She was in the
first. Oh, she's in the trailer.
She's in
that's
the
right.
first trailer.
Yeah.
I would like the old haunts is the thing. Like, Morrigan's in all of them. Morrigan's not in all of them, but she's in. She's not in 2.
No.
No. But, you know, Liliana I'd like to see again.
I think I would be okay with hearing from Liliana and not seeing her.
Sure.
Because she is the divine.
Yeah.
And we're fully in a continent that has a different divine.
That's true, yeah.
So I don't think that we're going to see her, and I actually am fine with that because they have a fully different church in Tevinter.
Sure, yeah.
So her showing up there would be a pretty fucking...
crazy.
Yeah.
Yeah.
And also, there are so many different versions of Liliana that you can end the game with.
She could be not the divine.
Right.
She could be the divine. She could be hardened, softened.
Yeah. I get that. I still would like to hear from her in some way. I want the crows for sure, though.
Yeah.
I want the crows. I want Dorian. I want to meet Mevaris Tilani. If we don't actually get her in the game, I appreciate that we have some trans representation in the books and stuff like that. She is the first, because I think even before Krem was written into Inquisition, I think that she was the first trans character written into the series at all. We're in her city where she is supposedly fighting alongside Dorian to make this place better. If we don't actually get to fucking see her, I'm going to be a little bit pissed about that one. I am going to be a little pissed.
Yeah.
But we'll see.
We'll see. I also have no opinions on any of the companions. I have every word muted.
I have been remarkably unspoiled.
Yeah. I know genuinely nothing about
it. If it wasn't in a trailer or in the character creator, which I've seen a lot of. I've seen a lot of the character creator screens and like videos of people making characters, which is fine. And I've seen the trailers a bunch of times, but that's it.
Yeah.
That's it for me. So I'm remarkably unspoiled.
Yeah.
We're fucking doing it.
I'm doing it.
Want to do it right now?
I am going to do it right now. I'm going upstairs. Hell, I'm going to turn on the PS5. You need to download the game.
I'm
going to
download it and then I'm going to go join you.
Are we going to do it at the same time? We're going to sit next to each other and make our characters?
Yeah.
We don't know what our chapters are.
We're going to look it up. And
if anyone in the Discord has like a good idea of the chapters, like, and then people can discuss it amongst themselves, because we're going to do our own research. And then
I say for now, we can reasonably assume let's do like the intro.
Yeah.
As the first episode, we'll do.
I know that the big main base is called the Lighthouse. I don't know if we want to get it so that we get to
we don't who knows if that's like the first, you know, like
true,
we'll have to
true.
Okay.
Let's do it. Beg.
beg
that we succeed,
for we have seen the throne of the gods and it is empty.
The last time we're doing that.
Oh my God.
Oh my God.